Yellow Dock, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Eczema and psoriasis, including all skin conditions covered in Chapter 22. 5. MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Barley grass juice powder, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Cat's claw, 1 dropperful twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Curcumin, 1 capsule twice a day. EPA and DHA, fish free, 1 capsule twice a day. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls twice a day or 1 cup of tea twice a day. Licorice root, 1 dropperful daily, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. L-lysine, 4 500 milligram capsules twice a day. Mullein leaf, 1 dropperful twice a day. Nettle leaf, 1 dropperful, 1 cup of tea or 2 capsules twice a day. Selenium, 6 small drops or 1 capsule daily. Spirulina, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful twice a day. Vitamin C, 6 500 milligram capsules, ester C, or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful twice a day. Emotional liver and mood struggles. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Lemon balm, 1 cup of tea or 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Magnesium glycinate, 2 capsules twice a day. Nettle leaf, 1 dropperful, 2 capsules or 1 cup of tea twice a day. Peppermint, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Schisandra berry, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 2 capsules or 1 teaspoon twice a day. Vitamin D3, 1000 IU daily. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful daily. Energy issues and fatigue. 5 MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Ashwagandha, 1 dropperful daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. Ginger, 1 cup of tea, 2 capsules or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls daily. Licorice root, 1 dropperful daily, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Mullein leaf, 2 dropperfuls daily. Nascent iodine, 6 tiny drops daily. Oregon grape root, 1 dropperful daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Turmeric, 2 capsules daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 4 500 milligram capsules, ester C, or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal daily. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful daily. Fatty liver and sluggish liver. Aloe vera, 2 or more inches of fresh gel, skin removed daily. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons daily. Burdock root, 1 cup of tea daily. Cardamom, 1 dropperful daily. Chicory root, 1 cup of tea daily. Dandelion root, 1 cup of tea daily. Ginger, 1 cup of tea, 2 capsules, or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Milk thistle, 1 dropperful daily. Spirulina, 3 teaspoons daily. Yellow dock, 1 cup of tea daily. Gallbladder infections. Cat's claw, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Ginger, 1 cup of tea or 2 capsules twice a day or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Golden seal, 3 dropperfuls twice a day, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Lemon balm, 3 dropperfuls or 1 cup of tea with 2 bags twice a day. Licorice root, 1 dropperful twice a day, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Mullein leaf, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Oregon grapefruit, 1 dropperful twice a day. Peppermint, 1 cup of tea with 2 bags twice a day. Vitamin C, 500 milligram capsules Esta-C twice a day or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal daily. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful twice a day. Gallstones. Cardamom, 1 dropperful daily. Chicory root, 1 cup of tea daily. Dandelion root, 1 cup of tea daily. Ginger, 1 cup of tea, 2 capsules or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea daily. Nettle leaf, 1 cup of tea, 2 capsules or 2 dropperfuls daily. Peppermint, 1 cup of tea daily. Rose hips, 1 cup of tea daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Vitamin C, 2 500 milligram capsules Esta-C or 1 teaspoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Gout. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Cat's claw, 1 dropperful twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. Curcumin, 2 capsules twice a day. EPA and DHA, fish free, 1 capsule daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls or 1 cup of tea with 2 bags twice a day. L-lysine, 3 500 milligram capsules twice a day. MSM, 2 capsules twice a day. Nettle leaf, 2 capsules, 2 dropperfuls, or 1 cup of tea with 2 bags twice a day. Rose hips, 1 cup of tea daily. Turmeric, 2 capsules twice a day. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful twice a day. Vitamin C, 4 500 milligram capsules or 1 teaspoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful twice a day. Heart palpitations. 5 MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. CoQ10, 2 capsules daily. Lemon balm, 3 dropperfuls daily. Magnesium glycinate, 3 capsules daily. Nascent iodine, 4 tiny drops daily. Nettle leaf, 2 dropperfuls or 2 capsules daily. Raspberry leaf, 1 cup of tea daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 4 500 milligram capsules, Esta-C or 1 teaspoon liquid liposomal daily. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful daily. Hepatitis. Cat's claw, 1 dropperful twice a day. Shaga, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Eyebright, 1 dropperful twice a day. Golden seal, 2 dropperfuls twice a day, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls or 1 cup of tea with 2 bags twice a day. Licorice root, 1 dropperful twice a day, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Mullein leaf, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Vitamin C, 4 500 mg capsules Ester C or 1 teaspoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc as liquid zinc sulfate up to 2 dropperfuls twice a day. High blood pressure. 5 MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Ashwagandha, 1 dropperful daily. B-complex, 1 capsule daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. CoQ10, 2 capsules daily. EPA and DHA, fish free, 1 capsule daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls daily. Milk thistle, 1 dropperful daily. Magnesium glycinate, 4 capsules daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Turmeric, 2 capsules daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 6 500 mg capsules Ester C or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal daily. Zinc as liquid zinc sulfate up to 1 dropperful daily. High cholesterol. Aloe vera. 2 or more inches of fresh gel, skin removed, daily. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. CoQ10, 2 capsules daily. Curcumin, 2 capsules daily. EPA and DHA, fish free, 1 capsule daily. Ginger, 2 capsules, 1 cup of tea with 2 bags or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Milk thistle, 1 dropperful daily. Peppermint, 1 cup of tea daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 4 500 mg capsules or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal daily. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful daily. Hormonal problems. Ashwagandha, 1 dropperful daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea with 2 bags daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls daily. Milk thistle, 1 dropperful daily. Nascent iodine, 6 tiny drops daily. Nettle leaf, 4 dropperfuls or 4 capsules daily. Raspberry leaf, 1 cup of tea with 3 bags twice a day. Schisandra berry, 1 cup of tea daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 2 500 mg capsules Ester C or 1 teaspoon liquid liposomal daily. Hot flashes. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons daily. Ashwagandha, 1 dropperful daily. Chaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. CoQ10, 1 capsule daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls or 1 cup of tea with 2 bags daily. Nascent iodine, 4 tiny drops daily. Nettle leaf, 2 dropperfuls, 2 capsules or 1 cup of tea with 2 bags daily. Raspberry leaf, 1 cup of tea with 2 bags or 2 dropperfuls daily. Schisandra berry, 2 dropperfuls daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 4 500 mg capsules, Ester C or 1 teaspoon liquid liposomal daily. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful daily. IBS, aloe vera, 2 or more inches of fresh gel, skin removed, daily. Burdock root, 1 cup of tea, daily. Cat's claw, 1 dropperful daily. Dandelion root, 1 cup of tea daily. Ginger, 1 cup of tea, 2 capsules or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea daily. Lemon balm, 1 dropperful or 1 cup of tea daily. Licorice root, 1 dropperful or 1 cup of tea with 2 bags daily, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Nettle leaf, 1 dropperful or 1 cup of tea daily. Inflammation. 5-MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Aloe vera, 2 or more inches of fresh gel, skin removed, daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Cat's claw, 2 dropperfuls daily. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. Curcumin, 3 capsules twice a day. Lemon balm, 3 dropperfuls daily. Licorice root, 1 dropperful daily, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. L-lysine, 4 500 milligram capsules twice a day. Magnesium glycinate, 2 capsules daily. MSM, 2 capsules daily. Mullein leaf, 2 dropperfuls daily. Nascent iodine, 4 tiny drops daily. Nettle leaf, 3 capsules or 2 dropperfuls daily. Olive leaf, 2 capsules or 1 dropperful daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Turmeric, 2 capsules daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful twice a day. Vitamin C, 6 500 milligram capsules ester C or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Jaundice. Please note that while you heard about baby's jaundice in Chapter 28, these are adult dosages. Amla berry, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Barley grass juice powder, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Lemon balm, 1 dropperful twice a day. Nettle leaf, 1 dropperful, 1 capsule or 1 cup of tea twice a day. Peppermint, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Red clover, 1 cup of tea or 1 dropperful twice a day. Vitamin C, 2 500 milligram capsules ester C or 1 teaspoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Liver abscesses. Cat's claw, 1 dropperful twice a day. Golden seal, 3 dropperfuls twice a day, 3 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Lemon balm, 4 dropperfuls twice a day. Mullein leaf, 3 dropperfuls twice a day. Olive leaf, 2 dropperfuls or 2 capsules twice a day. Oregon grape root, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 6 500 milligram capsules ester C or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Liver aging. All the supplements in this chapter help prevent liver aging. If it's a particular concern for you, consider these hand-picked ones. Barley grass juice powder, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Curcumin, 1 capsule twice a day. Glutathione, 1 capsule daily. Nettle leaf, 1 capsule or 1 dropperful twice a day. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful twice a day. Vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams ester C or 1 teaspoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful twice a day. Liver cancer. ALA, 1 capsule daily. Aloe vera, 2 or more inches of fresh gel, skin removed daily. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Cat's claw, 3 dropperfuls twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons twice a day. CoQ10, 1 capsule twice a day. Curcumin, 3 capsules twice a day. Glutathione, 1 capsule daily. Lemon balm, 4 dropperfuls twice a day. Melatonin, work up to 20 milligrams twice a day. Milk thistle, 1 dropperful twice a day. Nascent iodine, 6 tiny drops twice a day. Nettle leaf, 4 capsules or 3 dropperfuls twice a day. Oregon grapefruit, 1 dropperful twice a day. Rose hips, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Selenium, 1 dropperful or 1 capsule daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Turmeric, 3 capsules twice a day. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 8 500 milligram capsules, ester C or 1.5 tablespoons liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Liver insomnia. 5-MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Ashwagandha, 1 dropperful daily. CoQ10, 1 capsule daily. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea with 2 bags daily. Lemon balm, 4 dropperfuls or 2 cups of tea with 2 bags each daily. Licorice root, 1 dropperful daily, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Magnesium glycinate, 2 capsules daily. Melatonin, work up to 20 milligrams daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Liver scar tissue. 5-MTHF, 1 capsule daily. ALA, 1 capsule daily. Aloe vera, 2 or more inches of fresh gel, skin removed, daily. B-complex, 1 capsule daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Cat's claw, 2 dropperfuls daily. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. Curcumin, 3 capsules daily. L-lysine, 4 500 milligram capsules daily. Milk thistle, 1 dropperful daily. MSM, 2 capsules daily. NAC, 1 capsule daily. Nettle leaf, 2 dropperfuls or 2 capsules daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Turmeric, 2 capsules daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 6 500 milligram capsules ester C or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful twice a day. Liver tumors and cysts. ALA, 1 capsule daily. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons daily. Ashwagandha, 2 dropperfuls daily. Barley grass juice powder, 3 teaspoons daily. Burdock root, 1 cup of tea twice a day or 1 root freshly juiced daily. Cat's claw, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 3 teaspoons daily. CoQ10, 2 capsules daily. Curcumin, 2 capsules daily. EPA and DHA, fish-free, 1 capsule daily. Glutathione, 1 capsule or 1 teaspoon liquid daily. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea with 2 bags daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls or 1 cup of tea with 2 bags daily. Melatonin, work up to 20 milligrams daily. Nascent iodine, 6 tiny drops daily. Raspberry leaf, 1 cup of tea with 2 bags twice a day. Schisandra berry, 1 cup of tea with 2 bags twice a day. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Vitamin B12 as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 6 500 milligram capsules ester C or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Vitamin D3, 2000 IU daily. Zinc as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 2 dropperfuls daily. Liver worms and parasites. Black walnut, 1 dropperful twice a day. Burdock root, 1 cup of tea or 1 root freshly juiced twice a day. Cat's claw, 3 dropperfuls twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Dandelion root, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Eye bright, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Lemon balm, 5 dropperfuls twice a day. Olive leaf, 4 dropperfuls or 4 capsules twice a day. Oregon grapefruit, 3 dropperfuls twice a day. Yellow dock, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Methylation problems. 5-MTHF, 1 capsule twice a day. B-complex, 1 capsule twice a day. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Glutathione, 1 capsule or 1 teaspoon liquid twice a day. NAC, 1 capsule daily. Selenium, 1 capsule or 1 dropperful daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Vitamin B12 as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful twice a day. Vitamin C, 4 500 milligram capsules ester C or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal twice a day. Mystery hunger, 5-MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Cardamom, 1 dropperful daily. Chicory root, 1 cup of tea daily. Ginger, 1 cup of tea, 2 capsules or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Licorice root, 1 dropperful daily, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Spirulina, 1 tablespoon daily. Vitamin B12 as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. PANDAS, cat's claw, 4 drops twice a day. Eye bright, 4 drops twice a day. Golden seal, 10 drops twice a day, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Lemon balm, 10 drops twice a day. Licorice root, 10 drops twice a day, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Mullein leaf, 10 drops twice a day. Olive leaf, 10 drops twice a day. Spirulina, 1 teaspoon daily. Vitamin B12 as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 10 drops daily. Vitamin C, 2 500 mg capsules Ester C or 1 teaspoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 6 small drops twice a day. Raynaud's syndrome. 5 MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons daily. Ashwagandha, 1 dropperful daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Cat's claw, 1 dropperful daily. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls daily. Licorice root, 1 dropperful daily, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. L-lysine, 6 500 mg capsules daily. Nettle leaf, 2 dropperfuls or 2 capsules daily. Olive leaf, 2 dropperfuls or 2 capsules daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Vitamin B12 as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 6 500 mg capsules Ester C or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal daily. Zinc as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 2 dropperfuls daily. SAD, 5 MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Ashwagandha, 1 dropperful daily. B-complex, 1 capsule daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. EPA and DHA, fish free, 1 capsule daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls daily. Melatonin, 5 milligrams daily. Nascent iodine, 6 tiny drops daily. Red clover, 1 cup of tea daily. Spirulina, 1 tablespoon daily. Turmeric, 2 capsules daily. Vitamin B12 as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 2 dropperfuls daily. Vitamin C, 6 500 mg capsules Ester C or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal daily. Vitamin D3, 2000 IU daily. Zinc as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 2 dropperfuls daily. SIBO. Aloe vera, 2 or more inches of fresh gel, skin removed, daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Burdock root, 1 cup of tea twice a day, or 1 root freshly juiced daily. Cat's claw, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. Ginger, 2 capsules or 1 cup of tea twice a day or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Golden seal, 4 dropperfuls twice a day, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Lemon balm, 4 dropperfuls twice a day. Licorice root, 1 dropperful twice a day, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Mullein leaf, 4 dropperfuls twice a day. Olive leaf, 3 dropperfuls or 3 capsules twice a day. Oregon grapefruit, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Turmeric, 2 capsules daily. Vitamin B12 as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful twice a day. Vitamin C, 4 500 mg capsules Ester C or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful twice a day. Sinus infections. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. CoQ10, 1 capsule daily. Ginger, 2 cups of tea or 4 capsules twice a day, or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Golden seal, 4 dropperfuls twice a day. Hibiscus, 2 cups of tea daily. Lemon balm, 4 dropperfuls twice a day. L-lysine, 4 500 milligram capsules twice a day. Mullein leaf, 4 dropperfuls twice a day. NAC, 1 capsule twice a day. Olive leaf, 3 dropperfuls twice a day. Oregon grapefruit, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Peppermint, 1 cup of tea with 2 bags twice a day. Rose hips, 2 cups of tea daily. Turmeric, 3 capsules twice a day. Vitamin C, 6 500 milligram capsules ester C or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Vitamin D3, 1000 IU daily. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 3 dropperfuls twice a day. Strep throat, viral sore throat, and mystery sore throat. Eye bright, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Ginger, 2 cups of tea or 4 capsules twice a day, or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Golden seal, 5 dropperfuls twice a day. Lemon balm, 4 dropperfuls twice a day. Licorice root, 1 dropperful twice a day, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. L-lysine, 4 500 milligram capsules twice a day. Mullein leaf, 3 dropperfuls twice a day. Olive leaf, 3 dropperfuls twice a day. Rose hips, 2 cups of tea twice a day. Vitamin C, 8 500 milligram capsules ester C or 1.5 tablespoons liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 3 dropperfuls twice a day. UTIs, yeast infections, and BV. Aloe vera, 2 or more inches of fresh gel, skin removed, daily. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Cat's claw, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. D. manus, 1 teaspoon powder, 4 times a day. Golden seal, 4 dropperfuls twice a day. Hibiscus, 2 cups of tea daily. Lemon balm, 4 dropperfuls twice a day. Mullein leaf, 3 dropperfuls twice a day. Olive leaf, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Oregon grapefruit, 1 dropperful twice a day. Rose hips, 2 cups of tea daily. Vitamin C, 6 500 milligram capsules ester C or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Varicose and spider veins. ALA, 1 capsule daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Burdock root, 1 cup of tea or 1 root freshly juiced daily. Dandelion root, 1 cup of tea daily. EPA and DHA, fish free, 1 capsule daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls daily. Milk thistle, 1 dropperful daily. MSM, 2 capsules daily. Nettle leaf, 2 capsules or 2 dropperfuls daily. Red clover, 1 cup of tea daily. Schisandra berry, 1 cup of tea daily. Spirulina, 1 teaspoon daily. vitamin B12, as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 drop a full daily. Vitamin C, 4 500 mg capsules Ester C or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal daily. Weight gain. 5 MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Aloe vera, 2 or more inches of fresh gel, skin removed, daily. Ashwagandha, 1 dropperful daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls daily. Nascent iodine, 6 tiny drops daily. Nettle leaf, 2 dropperfuls or 2 capsules daily. Raspberry leaf, 1 cup of tea with 2 bags daily. Schisandra berry, 1 cup of tea daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Vitamin B12 as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 6 500 mg capsules Ester C or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal daily. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful daily. Chapter 38. Liver Rescue 369. Imagine a child standing on a diving board for the very first time. Feet gripping the plank, arms reaching out for balance, eyes fixed on the ripples beneath her. That child needs a chance to prepare herself before taking the plunge. While lingering forever won't help, neither will rushing it. Only after she's had a moment to acclimate to the challenge of letting go will she be ready to jump, on the count of 3, into the water below. Now, what would happen if some well-meaning adult, convinced the child was hesitating out of unhealthy fear, came along and gave her a shove? Tumbling off the board, the child wouldn't be able to brace herself or even hold her breath as she plummeted into the pool. She'd come up spluttering, water up her nose or even down her windpipe, struggling to figure out what had happened, as she also struggled to keep her head above water and paddle to the edge. There, she'd have a coughing attack and maybe even an anxiety attack, having been robbed of the chance to prepare herself and adapt mentally, physically and spiritually to the transition. It's not just how a child would react. Nobody of any age, the most accomplished diver included, would want to be pushed before they were ready. Anyone would climb out of the pool with a trust issue, from then on looking behind themselves every time they stepped on a diving board. For the liver, embarking on a cleanse is like jumping off a diving board. Like any leap we take, it can be wonderfully freeing, a chance to lighten its load and almost fly. Or if it's not done right, the liver can nearly drown from being shoved into the deep end with no advanced warning. The liver doesn't like to be forced into anything. It doesn't like to be forced into processing rich foods. It doesn't like to be forced into dealing with an overload of toxins. Still, it soldiers on with these tasks in our daily lives. It draws a line at being forced to purge according to man-made ideals of how the organ should function. As much as your liver has been waiting for a moment of relief from its daily grind, it's much like cleaning out your home. If someone barged in your door and forced you to start throwing out your belongings non-stop for a week with no chance to get ready beforehand, you'd revolt. You'd purposely hide some items in order to spare the garbage collectors from picking up 500 pounds of trash. Or maybe you'd send all your junk down your building's trash chute, only to bring much of it back up to your apartment when you realized that it had created an unsafe situation in the street when the dumpster downstairs overflowed. Either way, in the end, you'd be exhausted, disgruntled, and not at all happy with the week's results. As I've mentioned, many cleanses put the liver in a position it doesn't like. They are the pushy driving instructors or the taskmaster cleaning specialists. They don't operate from a true understanding of how the liver works and what it needs. In response, the liver goes into shock or rebellion. In some cases, if it's forced to release toxins at a rate that's not healthy for you or itself, the liver will close its doors, purposefully holding on to the toxins to protect you, working harder than ever in the process, at the exact time it's meant to catch a break. If the liver must release an overabundance of toxins against its will, because it doesn't have the strength to close certain floodgates, your blood can fill with so many toxins that the liver has to sponge them all back up feverishly to protect you, so they never actually get a chance to leave your body. Cleansers that operate from a harsh purge mentality often accomplish the opposite of what was intended, not to mention that they often create very cranky, disgruntled cleansers, since their livers aren't truly releasing what's holding them back. Even if they don't realize it, that's affecting their mood. The liver wants to let go. It wants relief from its daily overload of fats and from a lifetime of pathogenic activity and toxin exposure. Your liver wants you to get relief from your symptoms and conditions and their underlying causes, so you can finally experience the clear skin or mood stabilization or weight loss or lifting of fatigue you've been seeking. It wants a chance to scrub away its accumulated gunk and be shiny and new again, all so it can lead you to better health. What it doesn't want is to pursue any of this through unsafe or unnatural means. If you've been listening to this audiobook, having realization after realization about how your liver functions and what it's up against, seeing how much of your overall health depends on the state of your liver, and wondering how on earth to take back the years of unintentional damage to the organ, you've come to the right place. This, finally, is the answer. It's all about working with your liver. To cleanse properly and effectively, your liver needs finesse and care. It needs a deep understanding of how it functions. It doesn't want to be treated like a machine. That's why this chapter's Liver Rescue Morning, a quick, easy cleanse you can try any time, and the Liver Rescue 369, a 9-day liver healing plan like no other, are so powerful. They work with what the liver wants and needs, not an arbitrary guesstimation of how it should operate. With the Liver Rescue Morning, you get a chance to give your liver the stability it's after in your day-to-day life. Try the plan for a few days on its own, a few weeks before or after the Liver Rescue 369, or incorporate it into your everyday routine, and your liver will be singing your praises. It's an incredible chance for your liver to keep up with its regular functions instead of always playing catch-up, so that it can help you stay healthy. With the Liver Rescue 369, your liver finally gets the rejuvenation it deserves, freed up first to prepare itself, then to start to release at a measured pace, then to enter a deep cleansing mode that can offer you relief in so many ways. Like the child on the diving board, your liver needs compassion and support, and that's exactly what the Liver Rescue 369 has to offer. Unlike some cleanses, the Liver Rescue Morning and the Liver Rescue 369 won't set your liver back. No other plan is this attuned to your liver's true needs. To press pause on the daily onslaught of modern life, to unburden itself of the debris that's weighed it down for so long, and to let go and reset on its own timetable. Combined, these two techniques, which you can turn to again and again when your liver needs relief, are the ultimate kindness to your liver. a kindness that your liver will repay 100-fold with renewed health and vitality. Food belief systems. Have you ever had an experience where you were trying to do a job and someone who was supposed to be on your team kept getting in the way? Whatever that job might have been, whether at school, work, home, or in the community, whatever you were trying to accomplish, were you up against a doubter, a Judas, someone who couldn't help but cause conflict? Did it interfere with your venture, task, or responsibility? Even if you could get some of your work done, did you feel hampered, limited, held back from finishing your real job? That's how the liver feels when we fight against it with methods that it doesn't like. Your liver is a highly intuitive organ. As we've heard in this audiobook, it learns your patterns and anticipates your needs. It's also extremely responsive to what you think and how you feel. It can sense if you're at odds with it. So if you're trying to push it, the liver will pick up on that conflict between the job it knows you want it to perform and the way you're going about doing it. Not only does your liver need the physical chance to prepare for a cleanse, it also needs your thoughts and emotions aligned. Part of what's limiting about many other approaches to liver cleansing is that they're built around theoretical food belief systems that take us out of alignment. When any sort of eating plan is developed within a rigid viewpoint about what fuels and heals the body, there's a good chance it fails to allow for the bigger picture. That's because it's a human viewpoint, and we all know how tough being human can be sometimes. We do our best to understand the world and make decisions based on what we think the facts are, and then more information comes along later, and we either shut it out to avoid discomfort or we shift our perspective, only to readjust it again and again throughout our lives as more and more information comes to light. In any given moment, we can be guaranteed that we don't understand the situation as fully as possible. As human beings, we're in a constant state of discovery, which means we're in a constant state of not knowing for sure. There's always more on the horizon. That's why I rely on spirit for all of the health information I share. If it were me, Anthony, trying to figure out the best plan for my liver, I'd find every argument out there convincing. I'd be just as likely as the next guy to settle on what seems like the prevailing wisdom, only to find out later that I'd done my health a disservice by containing my thinking within that box. My life's purpose is to spare you from guessing about what's best for your health, so you don't lose years to the health belief systems that only hold you back. With spirit's information, it's not about a belief system or viewpoint or opinion or theory or trend or any other earthly method of evaluating the world. Spirit only deals in truths. Truths about how the body works, how symptoms and illness develop, and what it takes to heal. Truths that, for the most part, haven't been weighed or measured by science yet. Spirit does not choose one belief system over another, ousting or elevating any particular mode of thinking. Spirit cuts straight to the heart of the matter. What's right for you? Remember this if you're coming to this chapter married to a particular way of thinking about food, cleansing, or what the liver needs. Whether you believe that fasting until dinner and then eating a high-protein meal is the answer to resetting the body, that fruit sugar feeds fatty liver, or that detoxing is fake, you may find that you need to shed your belief system to move forward. If, on the other hand, you're wary of food rules, and you're worried that the liver rescue morning and the liver rescue 369 form one more plan with an agenda, you can shed your concern. This is not a propaganda diet. This is not yet one more competing concept in the crowd, recycling and repackaging ideas you've heard a million times before. Or maybe you're new to reading about health. You haven't been on the merry-go-round of repackaged information that leaves people on a continual search for more. If that's you, you have a unique opportunity to keep an open heart about what's right for you. This is about you and your liver, period. What your liver needs is for you to be a cooperative member of the team. Your liver needs to know that you won't shove it off the diving board because you subscribe to a particular school of thought. You're not supposed to feel like you've been brought down to the depths of hell on a cleanse. For one, that puts your adrenals, and in turn your liver, through too much. When you go through one of the super intense cleanses out there, you're running on adrenaline. Your adrenals flood your body with excess adrenaline to balance the chaos, which forces your liver to mop it all up to protect you, going against your very plan of detoxing. Given that corrosive excess adrenaline was one of the factors that already caused some liver problems in the first place. While fasting has its place, the Liver Rescue Morning and the Liver Rescue 369 are not fasts. That's because you don't need a fast to reset your liver. You especially don't need a dry fast for your liver. If you're trying to get better from any sort of symptom or condition, eliminating both foods and liquids will not spur healing. Water and juice fasting have their place in the world of healing. Dry fasting doesn't. Not only can fasts result in rapid detoxification that's overwhelming for many people, they're also impractical much of the time. You may need to be able to stay on the treadmill of life while also being able to flush out your liver and heal. Not everyone can stop everything and take a break. A liver cleanse needs to both work and work for you. Which is why the Liver Rescue Morning and the Liver Rescue 369 are here for you. Saving your adrenals, filling you up with delicious and nourishing fare, and cleansing your liver more effectively than any protocol you've ever tried. They'll take you outside the box of any food belief system that's held you back in the past. Finally able to work together with your liver, you'll be aligned and in harmony like never before. Liver Rescue Morning. At night, your liver goes to sleep at the same time you do. It gets in a few hours of rest, and then around 3 or 4 in the morning, the precise time is different for everyone, it starts to wake up and get back to work. Your liver likes this period while you're still asleep. It's like being the first one up in the house before the chaos of the day begins. Your liver knows this peace means you won't be consuming heavy foods, or drinking an espresso, or experiencing adrenaline bursts from an emotional or dramatic event, any of which can force the organ to drop everything and deal with the situation at hand, while your dreams may trigger adrenaline. Dreams are also healing, and the spurts don't last long enough to harm the liver. Instead, your morning sleep hours give your liver catch-up time, a chance to scrub up messes, collect any junk from the day, and take the trash to the curb. When you wake, you give yourself a huge healing advantage if you tap into the liver's normal, God-given cleansing functions. And that's what the Liver Rescue Morning is all about. First of all, your liver wants you to get hydrated upon waking. When you get up, your blood is dirty with all those toxins and other waste that your liver has discarded during its early morning shift. If you don't flush out the waste by getting hydrated, your liver is forced to reabsorb it, and you can be prevented from making progress with your healing. If you're familiar with my work, then you've heard me recommend drinking lemon or lime water, celery juice, or cucumber juice on an empty stomach in the morning. Flushing out the bloodstream is one major reason why. Never underestimate the power of this. It's more potent than anyone knows. There's more. Hydrating when you wake also jump-starts the liver to continue detoxifying, if you know how to safeguard the detox process. When your body is in need of healing, your liver wants you to give it that chance to keep cleaning up during the morning, rather than being forced to switch into fat-digesting mode. Do you ever say to yourself, "If only I could get up early and launch straight into work without interruptions, I'd be really on top of my life"? Whether that work is your job, your household to-do list, or your healing protocol, that's how your liver feels. It loves to get special morning focus time. The moment you consume radical fats, foods like nuts and nut butters, seeds, oil, avocado, coconut, eggs, bacon, milk, cheese, butter, yogurt, whey protein powder, turkey, chicken, sausage, ham, and more, it gets interrupted, and detoxing stops. Your liver switches over to producing bile to digest the fats, and from then on, it's focused on its other business of the day. The detox window closes, and the moment of opportunity disappears. With the liver rescue morning, you keep the detox window open. You support your liver so it can stay in balance and keep up with daily life. Anytime you incorporate this easy cleanse into your day, you help it renew its cells so that it and you can be healthier in the future. What is the liver rescue morning? How do you do it? When life gets busy and overwhelming, all you need to do is follow these two guidelines. Hydrate well, especially first thing in the morning. Don't consume radical fats before lunchtime. That's it. You'll still eat. Eat throughout the whole morning, if you want. Just skip foods that contain fat, and also make sure you're getting plenty of liquids. There's a lot you can do to enhance the morning's health effects, which we'll discuss in a moment. The basis of the liver rescue morning, though, is very simple, and it's those two bullet points you can come back to again and again. When you're having one of those days where your head is swimming from too much to take care of, know that getting through the morning accomplishing those two points, hydration and avoiding fats, is a triumph. A big triumph. People don't get enough credit for taking care of their health. They're taught to put so much ahead of their own well-being, which means that when they take steps to heal, they can feel almost guilty about it, like it's not real work. They can feel like taking time to go to the farmer's market, or to make juice, or cut up fruit, or order their supplements, isn't as productive or important as if they were using that time to send emails or pay bills or check off other boxes on their to-do lists. Don't let yourself fall into the trap of thinking that caring for yourself doesn't matter. Know that every step you take to heal has great meaning. When you work on getting your liver in shape, even by doing something as simple as drinking lemon water first thing and skipping fats until lunchtime, it doesn't just make your life better. It matters on a larger scale. It heals your liver. It strengthens your liver's immune system. It helps rid you of the poisons that create the illnesses and symptoms in this book. It means you can live a better, more fulfilling life, which starts a chain reaction as others witness your healing. That's profound. It can change the world. So let any seemingly little thing you do for your liver feel like a big accomplishment in your life. What if you want to supercharge your liver rescue morning? Well, let's talk more about hydration. In Life Changing Foods, I wrote about the two types of water contained in fruits and vegetables: hydrobioactive water and cofactor water. The first type holds life-giving nutrients to support your physical health and hydrate your cells better than any drink of plain water can. A squeeze of lime or some cucumber slices added to a glass of water can awaken and activate it, making the water that much more beneficial. Coconut water, aloe water, smoothies, and fresh fruit and vegetable juices are also enormously hydrating and therefore good for flushing out the bloodstream, as are water-rich foods such as melons, apples, cucumbers, celery, grapes, oranges, tangerines, berries, pears, cherries, apricots, peaches, nectarines, and papayas. Adding these types of foods and beverages to your morning is a very special way to assist your liver with its job. There's an emotional advantage too. The second type of living water in produce, cofactor water, has nutrients that specifically feed you on a soul level. So a morning of hydration helps you find mental and spiritual support at the same time it gives you physical relief. You'll find more on living water in life-changing foods. Now, what about protein, you may ask? With all these fruits and vegetables filling up your morning, isn't a key component missing? If you're not eating your almond butter smoothie, or yogurt bowl, or avocado toast, or strips of bacon or egg white omelette for breakfast, how are you supposed to power yourself through the morning? These are very valid questions, since so much food advice points to protein as the morning holy grail. This is one of those times when we need to consider what your liver truly needs and shed any belief system that keeps us from taking care of it. First of all, fruits and vegetables do contain amino acids and protein that greatly aid us with our health. In fact, the best, most bioavailable and assimilable protein in the world comes from leafy greens. What we need to look out for during the liver rescue morning are foods high in protein, because as we heard in Chapter 35, the truth is that almost all high protein sources are also high in fat. So if you're starting the day with egg whites, a nut butter smoothie, or turkey sausage because you believe in protein above all else, you're also stopping your liver's detox process. That's okay. That's your choice. You just need to know that's the choice you're making, so that if you run into trouble later with symptoms holding you back in life, you also know one of the changes you can make to help yourself heal. Saving your servings of protein for later in the day. Nuts, seeds, avocado, coconut, whey protein powder, yogurt, kefir, milk, butter, eggs, cheese, smoked salmon, bacon, sausage. These common breakfasts